regular challenge show. A few notes before we begin. This clever little show is completely run by trained kangaroos. Unless you mean the disabled population, of which there are 650 million of us worldwide. Sora, did we offend you already? Because if we did, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. We know what you're thinking.
I tuned to the wrong podcast.
Or I'm gonna find them, those bastards. Trust us, when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions on the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network. However, like we said at the top of this announcement, the show is run by trained boxing kangaroos. We may have other kangaroos in the conservatives, with the exception of their boss Rhino, who heads the politics department. What's that? The show's on right now. Fucking hell! We want to let you know that the show contains strong language, which may be unsuitable for children, unusual humour, which may be unsuitable for Trump, advanced mathematics, which may be unsuitable for liberal arts majors or reptilians. Did we say liberal arts majors? Sorry. Women, lawyers, caseworkers, nannies, workers, execs. And we're looking at you, autism students. We know you're obvious. By the way, the war has just begun, even though we're near your inauguration time. We know you have a very little kitchen next to Gordon Ramsay's. Yours is shite. Get the heck out of the kitchen, and we're implying nothing by that. Oh, right. Neurotypicals, which is defined as two or more people who are considered to be normal. If you're listening to this podcast, you aren't normal. But we do encourage you to go, please speak to doctors and get your head checked. Time, please enjoy the Scarily Challenge Show.
Trained idiot.
Yo, okay, yeah.
We're back.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
March 2nd through the 8th, Real Abilities will be sponsoring and covering a lot of the films. Tune in. And that's right.
I guess I can.
I guess we can do that, right? Yeah.
All
right.
Let me try again. Trained idiots are standing by.
That's the thing about radio, folks, is that you can make your own advertisements. Now, we don't have time to waste. It's only a half an hour show tonight because, well, we're busy over here creating new stuff for you guys to enjoy and consume. So, happy Martin Luther King Day, everyone. Pink Hood is on. Johnny is on. I am on. Blackwood is still not back. He's still reporting in the field. And yeah. So we have a few things to get off our chest. Number one, why is it that the Supreme Court about a week and a half ago on All Things Considered on NPR is considering how schools should support students with disabilities. This has to do with federal law, and more importantly, involving a case of a public school educational student in the past three decades, and what the law brings versus what they should clean out, versus also what should be put in. There's millions of people like us, and if we're being totally honest.
Yeah.
Just treat us with respect.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it's about that time.
Yeah. It's about time. That's number one. Number two, you know, this being a disabled satire show. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You can't really make satire with this. But you can make people aware.
Nope, we can't. This is more of a straight-laced episode, I think.
Yeah.
You can make people aware.
It's definitely time.
Mm-hmm. And with the incoming administration, I don't know what exactly they're going to do, because
you're not just talking about our minority. You're talking about every other minority, too.
Others,
we're the ones. But
yeah.
We're the ones.
And
that,
I think...
You were going to say?
There comes a point where ever as much as politics is involved with disabilities, more people have to be aware of what people go through instead of just going and making it out to be that they know what is right to do and excluding people. And focusing on one person, one group, versus another.
Yeah, and...
I think that's a bit...
And the thing is that, you know, each time somebody says... Each time somebody says the words disabled, trivial, or underappreciated... We go on the attack.
But then I think, whoa.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You know, why is it?
Why? It's almost like, so
why are you making
to
fun of us? You know, that's the question I have is, why are you making fun of us and why are you not providing the access to us?
Right.
That's it. There's plenty of access available, but when you say access, what does that mean? What does that translate to? In acting, it translates to jobs, but you know, on an equity rider, or an equity.
But education means resource, but what you're also forgetting when it means education, providing proper resources, giving kids what they need, not going, oh, we don't want to do this. We really don't.
But it's not, it's not, we don't want to.
It shouldn't be. Mm-hmm.
It's not.
They also don't have the funding either.
That's exactly it. I think that when you have, it's funding, but it's also, it's funding, but it's also.
Mm-hmm.
Permissions on what you can't and cannot do. How many times have we seen, oh,
right,
this is fantastic, but
do X or do Y. Yeah, that doesn't help.
It's not even it doesn't
help. That doesn't
help.
That's far from helping.
It's not even it doesn't help.
That shouldn't even be...
It shouldn't even be a thing where you're going in.
Right.
And you are going to say, oh, that. But even though you don't even know what that is.
Or is it the
I mean,
one?
I think the... I
know,
think
so
the,
there's kids that... Go ahead, Rodhead.
I think that there are performers with disabilities, such as us, and every other person who's physically or mentally disabled. But the word mental health has come out, and it's sort of been put into a vacuum by the entertainment industry as a thing to prop up, because they have nothing else to prop up.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right. Or let's focus on one movie, making a movie about disabilities, but then not or do the research, but it still doesn't make that person disabled.
No.
They have a role. That's it.
They have
a
role.
It's a role.
Yeah, they have a role. Not
doing
it.
A movie doesn't grant you to be disabled or to have a disability. People just don't. It's like, I'm disabled. No.
Your
computer might be disabled.
Person.
Your phone might be disabled. But you. That's something that it. When it. Where if you're in a situation where you are disabled, you are disabled. If you're in a role in which you're disabled, which you play a person who has a disability, you're acting. It doesn't mean that you physically take on those characteristics.
Well,
or you might a role.
No. I would.
But it doesn't mean that.
I disagree with that. There are several systems to acting, including method. And if you're method, you take on everything and you scream at a director and you say, oh, I'm method, so I can't really talk to you, when that's
right.
Utter and total bullshit. You're going and saying, oh, I'm method. Don't give me that. Acting is supposed to be... It's a talent because you're supposed to be listening. Listening to the other person.
Take on those.
I'm disabled.
Right. When it comes down to it, if someone is, it's different between, but they're taking on those characteristics, but they don't have them permanently. They could always get it rid of. They take on new characteristics per each movie or per each role that they have.
Right.
Am I right on one thing?
You're half right.
In the sense?
You're half right.
Okay. But I'm just saying, if someone who is an able-bodied person went in for a role with an invisible disability...
Such as who? There are dozens of people.
Right.
We can say
right.
Eddie Redmayne. We
That's
can
what I'm
say.
Getting at.
Okay.
Right. Those are taking on a role. A role is a role. They're taking on those characteristics. They did not have them.
They didn't have them prior. Right. And I think that any
prior,
person.
Yes. So
I think that
if you're taking on a role that you may not have the experience or knowledge with, okay, you're learning about those roles, about those characteristics, but knowing what a person is going through, each person with a disability is different. It's not. It's not a copy and paste
right.
thing.
Nobody's
or
saying
each disability, each condition is not. I know no one's saying that, but I'm just pointing it out. Each condition is different. Each condition is different. It's not a.
Right.
I'm just stating that unless they know, they would have to be very aware of.
It's not like a textbook black and white definition.
But that's what the government confuses it as, Johnny.
Correct.
It's like
that's what I'm trying to get.
That's the thing. That's the main thing is that you're not. Everybody confuses it. Even Meryl Streep, she's arguing about the destigmatization of, right. But
there's no roles. People with disabilities aren't getting roles. Aren't being included. either. So where does the buck drop? Where do they actually say, oh, it's inclusion? Oh, we're including people.
Inclusion, but what is inclusion?
In meaning roles. Inclusion with the roles. Inclusion with having a disabled character being played like on Speechless and on Switched at Birth. They have people who are deaf actors.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that show has a majority of the cast is deaf. And that's a great thing.
Right.
And Marley Matlin's on there. She's right, because there's a lot of people. Her and Danny Wilburn, with on the BuzzFeed article, they point out something that people in the entertainment industry don't necessarily understand or get.
Well,
if you're trying to bridge the gap with diversity, what's the best way to bring diversity in?
You allow those people to actually audition. You know, you don't go around saying, I don't understand you.
Correct. Not just ask them. Correct.
You know, I think...
Correct.
That...
Don't pass them by.
Don't pass the buck because you simply don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Or you don't want to provide the necessary means to provide to get an actor up to your what you would want this character to be like, up to the standards that they have. Like, okay, if an actor has to do something that they may not necessarily know how to do, there's always room to learn. Yeah, it might be difficult, but give them a chance. They might just surprise you. I even think that even comes with the services that are out there, with helping people become more independent. Okay, you want people to be more independent, but if you're not willing to give the services or willing to see what they want to do in life, isn't that a bit redundant? Isn't that a bit of...
Yeah, but you're never going to...
...them in a space that won't have that, which we haven't come that far yet. And I think that there are some services that are better than others.
I think
with understanding what clients want. Or also being able to better assess what issues and which ways that they could best help the client. Not just go, oh yes, you need X. You need why. How do you know what a person needs if you don't know? Or if the person is going, I don't know. I don't know what you're expecting from me. Or what are you trying to do? That's when people become very protective. Very aware of what's going on around them.
I'm going to say yes to that, but also they're now more sensitive than ever. You know, I think when you have the word disability on a resume, you're noticed because of your disability. But you know, there will be those really rude people saying, oh, you're using it as a crutch. No.
No, it's not
yeah,
a crutch.
No.
No.
It's not
no.
a crutch.
What crutch do you see? Do you see me like, I think that people mistake there's a lot of people mistaking
Hi, this is Maury Moore.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah.
Hi, Maury Moreland.
Yes, hello, Maury.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Out of absolutely nowhere.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
that
think.
Was weird.
What are you doing in our podcast?
Yeah, I'm going to interrupt.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yes.
You know, especially folks with disability.
Yes.
Right now, we have come to
right,
the
yeah.
we've come to the middle of the program where I'm
now
going to interrupt everything. And because I'm 96,
right.
I have
live,
live radio.
Live radio, exactly.
live radio. You're back.
That's
live
why
radio,
I love live radio.
Right. Live radio
cool.
That's going to go on iTunes and it's going to go on our feed and people are going to go, oh, did we make
that
mistake? Trust us, it wasn't us.
They're eventually going to YouTube.
Right.
We're going viral.
Oh, that would actually be pretty cool.
That would be good
pretty
thing,
fun.
Actually.
Going viral be kind of,
I mean,
an issue.
We, the funniest thing is that, you know, our counterparts will be at the film festival and we won't, but, you know, our counterparts will
mm-hmm.
be going vocal for us. That's the thing. But
mm-hmm.
I think that in terms of the industry, it's definitely gotten better, but it's never gotten...
Right.
It's never gotten, in all seriousness, to the way we want it, which is exactly we want to have that right, you know, that we walk into a,
mm-hmm.
whether it be an audition room and they recognize me and they go, you're Red Hood, you're funny. Or they recognize anybody of us out on the street and just go, oh, that's you. You're the, yeah, we're the, uh-huh. And the words that they should be spitting out is Satirically Challenged Show. Yes, we're a part of that. But I think in the industry, the only broad...
We are.
Yes, we are. And no, we are not backing down. But I think that in the industry, it's gotten a lot more... it's gotten a lot more... I'm going to say not sensitized, not sanitized, but it, more accepting. Because it wasn't always the case of, oh, you can enter an audition room and just because you had a disability, they were, oh, next.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had no talent.
But
there are people who go,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's fantastic. Because we deliver whatever.
Let's work with this.
And those
mm-hmm.
are the casting directors that go, we want to know, because that means you can be submitted for more roles, even if. That casting office is casting this
mm-hmm.
show or that TV project or this film project.
Mm-hmm.
They can say, oh,
right.
I have somebody in mind. And he auditioned for me and he's very good.
Right.
I
mm-hmm.
think that the industry needs the change because it can't be a liability thing anymore.
Right.
That's what I'm
there
getting at.
There needs to be growth. There needs to be the change. Oh, yeah.
You know, there can't be just...
Most definitely.
There can't be just that. But, you know, it'll... It's getting there.
Yeah.
And if our show brings inclusion, the word inclusion, and we have people viewing from multiple countries, please, if we can ask a favor of you guys, write us. We will respond. Write us. If you want to be on the show, write us. We have an application process, which, we do review each application that comes into us and each person that comes to us and say, how did you hear about the show? Because we're not speaking in generalities, you know. We speak in specifics.
Okay.
But regarding this industry that we're in, everybody wants to bridge the gap. It's really about the bridging and what to do with said bridging. And I guess we're almost out of time. So we will see you, I guess, on Wednesday. On Wednesday. And and we will see you then with a lot more comedy. Have a great end of the 4-day weekend and happy Martin Luther King Day. We have dreams too. And thank you for Martin Luther King for bringing that true. And it rings true. Have a great night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.